In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. One God, Amen. Today is the 29th day of the blessed month of Kiyak. May God end it in goodness and renew it for us in peace and tranquility. While our sins and iniquities are forgiven through the tender mercies of our Lord, O my fathers and my brethren, Amen. On this day of the year 5501 of the world as calculated by our glorious church, we celebrate the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ, the incarnate God, in the flesh from the Virgin Saint Mary. Through the divine plan of God and his foreknowledge, Caesar Augustus issued a decree for a general census in all the Roman Empire. For the treason, Joseph rose and the Virgin with him and went from the city of Nazareth to Bethlehem to be counted in the census there, because he was from the tribe of Judah, from the house of David. Bethlehem was the city of David. When they arrived in Bethlehem, the Virgin gave birth to her firstborn child, and she wrapped him in swaddling clothes and put him in a manger, for they did not have a place for them in the inn. Now there were in the same country shepherds living out in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. And behold, an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were greatly afraid. Then the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which will be to all the peoples. For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be the sign to you. You will find a babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger." Suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God, saying, "Glory be to God in the highest, peace on earth, and goodwill toward men." So it was when the angels had gone away from them into heaven that the shepherds said to one another, "Let us now go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has come to pass, which the Lord has made known to us." And they came with haste and found the babe, Mary, Joseph, and Salome. The place was shining with lights. Now, when they had seen him, they made widely known the saying which was told them concerning this child. Then they worshipped the child and they returned, glorifying and praising God for all that they had heard and seen. That's stated in Luke 2:1-20. On this day, the prophecies about the birth of the Lord from a chaste virgin had been fulfilled. Isaiah the prophet said, "Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel." Ezekiel the prophet also said about this wonderful mystery, "And the Lord said to me, 'This gate shall be shut, shall not be opened, and no man shall enter by it, because the Lord God of Israel has entered by it. Therefore it shall be shut.' About this child, Daniel the prophet also said, 'I was watching in the night vision, and behold, one like the Son of Man coming with the clouds of heaven. He came to the Ancient of Days, and they brought him near before him. Then to him was given dominion and glory, and the kingdom that all peoples, nations, and languages should serve him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion, which shall not pass away, and his kingdom, the one which shall not be destroyed. Jeremiah the prophet also said, "Behold, the days are coming, says the Lord, that I will raise to David a branch of righteousness. A king shall reign and prosper and execute judgment and righteousness in the earth. In his days, Judah will be saved and Israel will dwell safely." Now this is his name by which will be called the Lord our righteousness. We must therefore now direct our minds toward the manger of Bethlehem, where the Son of God was lying in it, in the flesh, at the time of his birth, contemplating in silence and reverence, worthy of the mystery of the incarnation of God, and his birth in a manger for our salvation, knowing that he teaches us through this mystery to despise the world and all the vain things in it, and that he urges us to be humble and to love a neighbor, seeking his own good, and that we should live in virtue and holiness according to the Christian ethics, not ignoring the great dignity that has been granted to us by this divine incarnation. Since we have kept this fast before the Advent and have arrived at this glorious feast, we should receive it with purity and every good thing. We should extend our hand to comfort the weak, to help the poor, and to be instruments of peace, a reconciliation among the people, taking our Lord, who has made an eternal peace by his incarnation, as our example. We should ask God in supplications to have compassion upon us and to forgive our sins and to bless our gatherings and to keep the life of His Holiness Pope Tawdros II, Pope of Alexandria and Patriarch of the See of St. Mark, to keep his pontificate for many years with the joy, peace, and safety of the Church and the advancement of his people in virtue. May God grant us many returns of this feast, filled with the blessings of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, who came for our salvation. To him be the glory and the honor forever. Amen.